Good morning, or good afternoon now. Welcome to the September 23rd, 2025 meeting of the Sussex County Council. And first is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. I do one announcement. I don't know that we need to change the agenda, but I do want to announce that under the 130 public hearings, number 5, conditional use 2475, filed on behalf of S&J Growers, we were not going to have that public hearing today. The applicant is asked to delay the public hearing until further notice. He's not asked to have it on, so we're not going to withdraw it. But I would note now we're not have a hearing on number 5. When we get to that at the agenda, we'll announce it as well.
Sounds good. Thank you. Are there any questions, additions, or deletions for the agenda? I entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next is the approval of the minutes of September 16th, 2025 meeting. Are there any questions, additions, or deletions? Hearing none, they'll stand as approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr.
I have none, Mr. President.
All right. Moving right along, we are now up to public comment. Time for people to comment publicly on something the county has cleared jurisdiction over. You'll have 3 minutes to make your comment. When the green light comes on, you'll have 3 minutes. When the amber light comes on, you'll have 1 minute. And when the red light comes on, I'm going to ask you to wrap it up. Okay, first is Ms. Allison White.
Hello, Allison White from Lewis. Good afternoon. County government, particularly through the Land Use Reform Working Group, has worked hard to produce some recommendations for preventing growth from exhausting our natural resources and infrastructure. The working group's recommendations will take time to implement, and some can't be put without associated updates to the 2028 comprehensive plan. Clearly, council needs time to review the recommendations and enact the necessary changes in county code. It will be a multi-year effort. In last week's council meeting, Councilwoman Grunebaum called for a targeted, time-limited pause in development. She stated that the purpose would be to protect the working group's product and council's consideration of it from becoming moot while implementing the recommendations. Add that if development were to continue uninterrupted at its rate, county's efforts to improve the codes and process used to regulate development would come too late to provide needed protections. I support Councilwoman Grinnell's proposal. It's important to distinguish moratorium and a targeted time-limited pause. Moratorium implies a halt on all development. A pause would be limited in scope. For example, a pause in large subdivision applications on level 4 lands might be appropriate. A targeted, time-limited pause is not only reasonable but necessary. As we know, there are already a large number of subdivision applications in the approval pipe, which, if approved, would increase the Sussex County population by more than 9%, without enough infrastructure improvements planned to support such an increase. I urge council to move forward with a targeted, time-limited pause as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next is J. Dean Abbott.
Good afternoon, council members. I'll try to be brief. I had a few thank yous I wanted to get out to various council members and a little bit of additional information regarding what's going on around my current hometown. This was my home, but I'm in all the way over in Milton now. First, I'd like to thank Councilman Lloyd, who brought up the concept first that we needed to do something about some form of moratorium. And that's, I think, got us thinking about it. And I would also like to thank Councilwoman Grunebaum, because she is supporting that same kind of idea. And it is, as this lady just said, it's a slow process. I would also like my own council person, Mr. McCarron, who brought up the idea of, and I've spoken to this one before, that we need to have some kind of impact fees. I don't understand why there would need to be a delay legally in fees, because our other two counties have them. And I understand Newcastle County has had them for quite some time. And I think they implemented early as possible, while you're working on some type of moratorium, would be a great idea. And I think it would very, I mean, you will be able to pull directly from those two counties in terms of how they did it and what the law should look like. So, and I think in and of itself, it will help slow down the incredibly rapid pace of this. Finally, I would like to, I did a little bit of figuring up lately, and the Draper property on one side of Milton and the big, very hotly contested debate out on Route 9, two projects alone would be almost 3,000 homes. They would be 3,000 homes. In addition, I was able to several other projects that have been approved, like the Draper Farm, the Walston Baxter Shin. I knew the Baxters, they were good friends. Sad to see it. The Mallory Farm, and so on. In all total, and these are just the ones I could find, there are over 5,000 new homes that are approved, done deal. Imagine that on the east side of the county. And that does not include the ones that are in the pipeline. So there should be, in my sense of urgency, to get this done quickly. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Operator, would you check online to see if anyone comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Okay, we'll go ahead and close public comment. Next up, Mr. Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is a continuation of the decision that we had a couple meetings ago regarding the amendments to our marijuana regulations that are in our zoning code. As a result of that conversation, what we have is an ordinance introduction, potentially this afternoon. I keep wanting to say this morning. This afternoon.
I did it too.
It's die hard. But what it does is a couple of things. This as drafted for introduction, it makes retail stores permitted uses now in the C2 district, or previously it wasn't even allowed under any conditions in C2. It makes them permitted uses in C3 without a use, so it's straight permitted use. And it reduces the distance between a municipal boundary, 3 miles, as it currently is in our code, down to 1/2 mile. I will say, for purposes of introduction, we have left the mile separation requirement in there for separation between stores, and also separations between a store and a school, church, treatment, that sort of thing. And the reason for that is that there was a lot of conversation about that, and by leaving it in, we're that out through the public hearing process, because we can do that as a result of the public hearings. So unless there's any questions, what I'd like to do is read the short title, Mr. Moore, just so we can get this introduced, so we can get it in the queue for the public hearings at planning and zoning and at council.
Okay, please read your short title.
This is an ordinance to amend the Coast County Chapter 115, Articles XIA, 11A, 11C, 25, Sections 15-83.11, 115-83.1, 115-83.19A, and 115-194.7, and 1 Attachment 4, Sussex County Table 4, Permitted Uses Commercial, to amend the requirements for retail marijuana stores in Sussex County.
I'll introduce it.
Okay. That's all we need. So now what will happen is it'll get put on an agenda for planning and zoning after we notice it, and then planning and zoning will make a recommendation to you all, and then you all have a hearing.
Okay. Mr. Rogers, is it? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Up, Mr. Todd Lawson, County Administrator.
President, County Administrator's report for September 23rd, 2024. Item 1, per the attached engineering department fact, following projects have received substantial completion. Channel Point 2 construction record effective September 4th. Channel Point Phase 3 construction record effective September 4th. Mitchell's Corner Phase 1 action record effective September 8th. Millville by the Sea Village Ford construction record effective September 11th. And Osprey Point Phase 3B construction record effective September 12th. Item two, a reminder, council will not meet on Tuesday, September 30th. Our next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, October 7th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Next, Ms. Gina Jennings, Finance Director.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sussex County Land Trust would like the county to sponsor a $100,000 Outdoor Recreation Park and Trails Grant, otherwise known as an OPRT grant, through DENREC for the implementation of the master plan for the Forest of the Broadkill Preserve. The Forest of the Broadkill Preserve is 294 acres the county bought in 2023 on Gravel Hill Road for open space. In order for the Sussex County Land Trust to apply for the OPRT grant, the Sussex County Council must adopt a resolution that supports the project and the submission of the grant application. The resolution must also assign a project manager to the project, which will be the Sussex County Land Trust Executive Director. The application is for state funds that will flow through the county to the land trust. There is a match, and the match will be $100,000 of the Sussex County's council. We have it budgeted today in our budget. Sarah Bloom, the Sussex County Land Trust Executive Director, is here today, and she is going to give you a presentation of the project.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Council. How are you guys?
We're good.
And ladies, I'm sorry, Jen. Okay, my slides. Okay, all right, so yes, Sarah Bloom here to present on our project Forest of the Broadkill for our ORPT grant application. Next slide. There we go. So just an overview of the grant. It is through DENREC, the Outdoor Recreation Parks and Trails Grant. It can support master planning, implementation, trails projects. And it does require a 50% match and the council resolution of support. And we have been a recipient of two previous ORPT grants, both for Hudson Park. Next slide. So as Ms. Jennings said, the background of the parcel, 294 acres right outside of Milton, it's three parcels combined at the intersection of Shingle Point Road and Route 30, thank you. And it was acquired jointly by the county as well as the land trust in 2023. We are working with the Department of Forestry. They do have an easement on the center parcel, the largest piece of the property. And we have received a recently received like a forest management plan. So our master plan will implement their required wishes. And so that's the 2025 master plan is in the works and with in partnership with that stewardship plan. And the goal is to have a safe, sustainable public access and long-term conservation of the parcel. Next slide. So the phase one, the project scope, the grant application is to construct a formal entrance and exit with DLDOT approval, stabilize the one-way access road, build ADA accessible gravel parking lot, install some signage, wayfinding signage, and as well as stormwater management. And on the next slide, there are some photos. The picture on the right, I know it's a little small, but you can see that's Route 30 there. So that would be the entrance that we would use. The county sign is right outside there, so it would be one way in. And then if you look at the picture on the left, that takes you to the parking lot that is kind of already cleared and makes for a good space for a parking lot. It's up on the left. Next slide. So the total project cost for those activities is $200,000 to $250,000. I put in, I'm requesting from ORPT $100,000, which requires a $100,000 match from the county. And we also did receive a little over $90,000 from the state CRF funding in FY26. So that has been approved. And then, of course, the land trust will offer staff and volunteer support of the parcel. Next slide. So the benefits, it'll be the first public access point for the preserve. It expands close to home recreation near a growing Milton area. ADA access for all visitors, protects natural habitat while offering safe recreation, and aligns with the state comprehensive outdoor plan. Next slide. So what I'm requesting today is council approval of our resolution. And what that does is it affirms support for the project in partnership with the Land Trust, commitment to offer the matching funds, and the long-term operation and maintenance of the parcel. Next slide. And next steps, if we get the award, we would find out in December of 2025. We would continue community engagement and the master planning process. The target construction of this phase would be spring, summer of next year, and hopefully a ribbon cutting next fall. And with that, I will take any questions.
Any questions?
I don't really have a question, but I just want to say, Sarah, you're doing a good job. And
thank you.
I think the Land Trust, the work the Land Trust does in conjunction with the county support and preserving parcels like this, I mean, I think 20 years from now, this is going to be our legacy that we'll look back and say that was some of the best work we did.
Thank you.
And, you know, the public access component is crucial, but this is going to be a gem. I mean, this is really going to be a great place to just enjoy the outdoors, go for a hike, you know, spend time and see nature. And, you know, as we all know, the development pressures continue. And so it's important to preserve this, not only for use by people, but as a part of a throughway for wildlife and, you know, a refuge for wildlife as they're experiencing the pressure of development as well. So.
Absolutely.
No, I think this is one of the best things we've done in partnership with the Land Trust so far.
Awesome. Thank you for the support.
We visited that piece of land last year, and the topography on that land's pretty, for Sussex County,
yes.
It's pretty neat.
Absolutely. Trees, but water, access.
What a great piece of land.
Absolutely. That'll make a great preserve.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. And I have the resolution to
please, read. Please read your resolution.
The resolution is for Sussex County to submit a request to the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Controls, DENREC, Outdoor Recreation, Parks, and Trails, otherwise known as OPRT, program for the grant to help finance and the implementation of the Forests of the Broghill Preserve Master Plan that includes trail-based recreation and educational opportunities at the headwaters of the Broghill River.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunebaum. Questions on the motion? Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much.
Next, Ms. Andrea Wall, accounting manager. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President and members of council. A check in the amount of $38,898 has been received from the United States Department of the Interior, Fish and Wildlife Service as a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. This check represents payments under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act covering fiscal year 2024. This amount is calculated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment. This check is funded through revenues generated from the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge and from a supplemental congressional appropriation. Sussex County may use these funds for any governmental purpose. The recommendation is to allocate these funds in the same percentage as other county tax collections as the county has done in the past.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
I do have a motion.
Please give us your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the accounting department's recommended distribution of the refuge revenue sharing funds as follows. Milford School District, $7,730.23. Cape and Lopin School District, $23,767.55. Sussex Tech, $3,742.84. Sussex County, $3,264.29. And Sussex County Libraries, $393.09.
That's a lot.
Great.
Thank you. Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Questions? And then we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Medlars.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members. We have a few items before you. Most of them deal with the Inland Base project, but one was back to South Coastal, and that's probably the most painful for me. And that has to do with the grid removal system. And the, you know, we made some improvements to the grid removal system. These were installed in 2008, but we had a lot of grit in our various tanks because from time to time, we are not able to maintain these units in a form that they are running. So this one unit has been offline for quite some time. We have problems with the compactor snail and the two where the two units combine, and the grid is dewatered and pressed out. So we looked at two tiers. We looked at the tier to just take the whole stuff apart and replace all the moving parts and try to put it back together. And that was about $200,000. To buy a complete new unit with a warranty versus a 14-year-old one. No, it's actually a 17-year-old one. I was discussing this with Ms. Jennings, and we both were cringing at the price tag, but reluctantly, we're recommending that we buy a new one. And so there's an add-on, the pipes coming out of the walls have been pretty compromised. That would have had to be replaced either way. So the total price tag for this is, and there's obviously we have the two grid removal systems, so we cannot buy somebody else's, you know, dewatering and auger system. So we're stuck with that. So we're stuck with the with the representative. They have an area representative, and that's, you know, they're territorially protected. So we have two choices. We can either rip this whole thing out, and this can probably cost us over $1 million, or we can bite the bullet and spend $500,000 and get a new conveyor and dewatering and auger system. Except not my favorite presentation.
But it's 17 years old, right?
It was installed in 2008, yes.
It's seen a lot of use. So.
It's seen a lot of abuse.
Abuse, yeah, perhaps, yeah.
But I like to see at least 20 years out of this kind of stuff. And, you know, like
sometimes things wear out quicker than you think. But
I mean, like when we have one unit down and we're putting grit all the way down into our system, it's not the best idea.
Any questions?
So that is a standalone one. BB move based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that County Council approve a purchase order to the MF Ronco and Sons in the amount of $559,500 for the replacement of the current grit removal system conveyor.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunewald. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
So, there, you remember we have the various pieces of the Inland Base where we have the critical path and the next items already. So there's two of them that you touched in the RFP 005. We did the aeration basin conversions, and that included also taking the grit and all the sludge out of that center basin, which was allegedly only had water and some, you know, little bit of sludge in it, but it was pretty full. So when we when we got it down far enough that we knew exactly how much there was, so we kept on going with the removal. And we now know the change order had $100,000 allowance in it. We're going to be very close to $200,000 by the time we're finished, probably just a little bit below. So I need a modification to that change order to increase the allowance by $100,000. But we also have the RFP for the pump station ready. And that was, it's good news. I thought that would be well over $1 million. It was only 800 and some. So I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that summary. So we have that one. I rolled into one motion because these are change orders which are previously, one previously approved and one new one. So if you don't mind, I'll give you the proposed we be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department change order numbers, Inland Base 009 and Inland Base 010 for the Inland Base Phase 2 expansion project be approved in the not to exceed amount of $841,000 and $100,000 respectively for the mechanical rehabilitation of the effluent pump station 1 and the increase to the lagoon sludge disposal allowance.
Okay, pleasure of council. Move for adoption. Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second. Mr. McCarron, any questions? And then we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Last one is the direct, this is actually our last direct equipment purchase. That is, these are the blowers for the facility. So we were using two different blowers. You remember we have a type of blower down in South Coastal and we have this one here at Inland Base. We priced both of them out. This one was slightly cheaper and that was actually also below our estimate. So we're getting the three new blowers for just under $300,000. So that one, we ask you to give us a direct purchase for their representative to get the blowers.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department of the County Council approve a purchase order to Reardon Materials Corporation in the amount of $298,000 for an aeration blower package at the Inland Base facility as part of the expansion project 2C.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Motion to adopt.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunenbaum. Any questions? And then we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Now we are up to old business. Mr. Whitehouse.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. We have just one item of old business today, which is conditional use number 2503, filed on behalf of Hastings Community Energy Initiative, LLC. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before County Council, its meeting of June 17th of this year. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar energy facility to be located on the east side of Normandy Lane, which is a private lane accessed off of East 7th Street. And the tax parcel ID is District 132, Map 1, Parcel 11. And County Council may remember that action was deferred for further consideration.
Okay. Mr. Moore, would you please read a short title?
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar energy facility to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 33.69 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8, with conditions 9A through J. And it's my understanding, Mr. President, and recollection during the public hearing, there was a request by the applicant to have a minor amendment to 11C. And the amendment would have been changing the second sentence, which would now read, the northern and western side of the fencing shall include interwoven screening, and then adding a third sentence, the southern and eastern sides of the fencing shall be agricultural style, not wire fencing to allow habitat and wildlife connectivity. All other portions of that remain the same.
Okay, so we'll take a vote just on the amendment now.
If someone makes a motion, I would like to move to
adopt the amendment as read.
Okay, motion, Ms. Grunenbaum, to adopt the amendment.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions? And then we'll take the vote. Ms. Grunenbaum.
Yes.
Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
No.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
And I vote yes, motion carried.
Now I will read the short title again as amended. an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar energy facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bing and Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 33.69 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through J and as amended condition C by this council.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. McCarron, second. Ms. Quarterbaum, any questions on the motion?
I do have one thing I want to clarify. On condition H.
Push your button.
On condition H, I want to clarify, it does talk about financial security to ensure the decommissioning, the future decommissioning of the facility, but it doesn't explicitly say who's going to be the custodian of those securities, and I believe it's the county, but I just want to be
correct. Clear. So they have to come forward, if approved, they have to come through the Planning and Zoning Commission, get final site plan approval, and agree the decommissioning plan. Those securities can be put forward by a bond provider, provided that it is continuously renewed for the lifetime of the project. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a cash bond. It can be held by third parties, provided that we see documentation and then we hold a copy of that, because effectively we're the beneficiary of the bond.
Right, so the county does ensure it's we're the final, you know, certainty that the bonds are in place.
Correct, and all that happens before they can pull a building permit for any panels, so.
You said there's an annual premium for some types of bonds, and they are allowed to. So this isn't something that's guaranteed they're going to pay a premium for 20 years.
So the security has to be in place before a building permit is pulled, and then a bond provider could provide a bond. That is controlled and managed through P&Z. Some bonds allow annual renewal and payment, so there are mechanisms in place should that not happen. So if a bond were not to be posted, they'd have to remove the entire project immediately. So that has never happened, though. So.
But, I mean, theoretically, 5 years from now, they could not pay their premium.
So in that event, 5 years from now, that a bond fails to be renewed as expected, the entire project would have to be removed. So.
And who would bear that expense?
The applicant. So essentially, they wouldn't be able to continue the project.
And if they were unable to bear the expense because they declared bankruptcy or something, what happens?
So the bond, you can't just cancel a bond overnight. There's mechanisms for that. So the bond, we would receive advance notification of that and be able to claim under the bond. There's language specifically in the bond documents. In the event of any potential bankruptcy, we'd be notified. So
I just want to be explicit on this because it's a concern of mine that, you know, going to have derelict arrays dotting the county in the future, and I don't want that.
There are mechanisms in place in the bond language that if in the event of any potential bankruptcy, we receive notification as a beneficiary of the bond, enabling us to make a claim. So.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Quarterbaum.
Yes.
For the reasons.
Oh, I'm sorry. For the reasons cited by planning and zoning and at the hearing, I vote yes. So.
Mr. McCarron.
Based upon the reasons given by planning and zoning and testimony heard during the presentation, I vote yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, Mr. Riley.
I will agree with planning and zoning's recommendation, and I will vote yes.
I also agree with P&Z, and I vote yes as amended. Motion carried. Thank you very much. Next, grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are three grant requests for your consideration. The first one is the Town of Del Mar is requesting $5,000 to replace stormwater piping. Last grant received for this organization was $3,000 for park shade from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Lloyd placed on the agenda.
Okay. Mr. Lloyd?
Like to grant the $5,000 request.
Okay. There's a motion to grant $5,000 to the Town of Millville or Del Mar for their Lincoln Avenue stormwater replacement.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions? And then we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Ms. Quarterbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
All right, next one is Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association are requesting $2,613 to redesign their website. Last grant received for this organization was $1,500 to educate manufactured homeowners on leased land about their rights. And that was $500 from Mr. Hudson, Mr. Schaefer, and Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Riley placed this on the agenda.
I'd like to grant $1,000 for my account towards this.
I would donate $500 from my account. Okay, we have a motion, Mr. Riley. And I will second, or I can't second that motion. Can we get a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd, to grant $1,500 to the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association for their website redesign. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any questions? And we'll take the vote. Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The last one is the Laurel Alliance Club Foundation. They're requesting $25,000 for their phase two of the recreation complex. Last grant received for this project was in the amount of $5,000 from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Lloyd placed on the agenda.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yep, I'd like to do $4,000 of the request.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Lloyd, to grant $4,000 to the Laurel Alliance Club.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? And we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next is the introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have three. The first one is in Ms. Grunbaum's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 5.00 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one's in Mr. Lloyd's district, an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 1.75 acres, more or less.
Finally got one, and I would love to introduce it.
Mr. Lloyd introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. McCarron's district, an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 8.99 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
I think that is all, Mr. President.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, next, council member comments. Council member comments. Okay. We'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
For land. So moved.
Motion, Mr. Aaron.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Mr. Burnabout.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We are now in executive session.